Watches Daddy play the fiddle, and he's right there in the middle of Uncle Jack, his dad, and Mercy. Their fiddle's screaming in that warm breeze. He was born with a smile in a small town.
Got some G-Run envy. Yeah. All right, we're going to feature Tony on this next one with the most beautiful style of banjo picking. It's my new favorite, the claw hammer style. It's just so beautiful. And before we do that, let's just pull out one more little trivia question, shall we? I'm thinking, what is your favorite... What is your dream vacation spot? Anywhere in the world that you could go, where would it be? Since you're up next, you can go first, Tony, if you got something.
All right, I'm gonna say Scotland.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you Scottish?
No, but I've always wanted to go to Scotland.
That's amazing. Yeah, and see the castles. All right, I like that. How about you, Eric Christopher? Dream vacation spot.
New Mexico. I'm going to say New Mexico.
Okay, I love it. So you could go. That's doable, especially now that you've got your new rig.
Well, yeah.
That's totally doable.
It's totally doable.
You got to send me pictures and
I'll
a postcard.
Send you pictures.
All right. How about over here, Clint? Dream vacation spot.
I'm going to go with Winnipeg.
Winnipeg, really?
Yeah.
In January.
Oh, for the fishing.
Yeah, it's right up. It's at the top of the list. Yeah.
You could do some serious ice fishing in Winnipeg. Love it. Richie, how about you?
Well, I've always wanted to go to Scotland, but I have to go to my motherland where my family's from, Sweden.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I love it.
How about you, Becky?
Scotland. How is that possible?
It's the magical realm.
Maybe we should get a European tour.
Can we do a tour of fiddle tunes from Scotland,
yeah.
Maybe?
You know, I can't.
Every town that's been turned into a fiddle tune.
Oh, that's so great. Well, Tony, we're going to feature you on this one. And this is such a beautiful song. This song makes me think about the priorities in life, you know? So I'll let you tell about it. It's so beautiful.
Well, that's really what this song's all about, what it means to me. I got it from a woman named Martha Scanlon. She is an amazing songwriter. She played for years and years with a band called the Real Time Travelers. And when she was with that band, they put this song on a record, and I heard it, and I fell in love with it. And the older I got, the more I understood this song. This song is all about appreciating what you have in this very moment, because that is really all we do have. And every time I sing it, I kind of close my eyes and I think about what's important and try to be right here, right now. This one's called Little Bird of Heaven.